You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Together, here's Purdy. Looking to rip it. Oh, good catch. It goes Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall trying to beat his man in the end zone. And he is in. Touchdown, San Francisco. Sets his feet. Rolling end zone for Kittle.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Pretty highlights. That was Week 10, a win versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brock threw for over 350 yards, and those two touchdowns you heard, one to Ricky Pearsall, one to George Kittle. Niners certainly hoping they see a whole lot more of that coming up next year. The news, of course, Brock Purdy, a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. Dibs, you and I were getting ready here at Shea Center, the home of not only the Warriors, but the Golden State Valkyries,
yeah,
who are getting set to host their first ever WNBA regular season game, and not just host, but play in their first ever WNBA regular season game. The LA Sparks are in town, and that game tips off in about 2 hours from right now. If you're not able to get to Chase for the game, and it's a pretty tough ticket to get, considering that they got 17,000 for a preseason game while there was a Warrior playoff game going on at the same time, I would imagine we're going to get a sellout tonight, and that the fans are already filing in.
Yeah, pouring into the Thrive City. Yeah,
the doors don't open for another half an hour or so, but we're going to see a ton of purple in the seats. That game coming up here in about 2 hours, and you can hear it again right here on 95.7 The Game. But we were getting ready, getting set up with our Valkyries balloons behind us, and we're on the concourse here at Chase, and everything is lit up in purple, Valkyries purple, getting ready to talk Warriors and to get ready for this Valkyries game, which we're so excited for. And again, you can hear it here on 95.7 The Game. And then right at 2 o'clock, we got news. Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million. And that's just what happens in live radio sometimes.
It is, but I'm a little bit bummed at both sides, because I had this slotted for more of a Monday story, you know, because we had a lot of Valkyries to talk today. You've got the Giants and the whoever, Athletics, playing just down the road a piece. And it should be noted that Willie Adames walked into Oracle Park today in a Kate Martin Valkyries jersey.
He knows how to get on the fan base's good side, doesn't
he? And he also, I think, understands pitch perfect that this is a big deal tonight. And,
huge deal.
You know, we're hyping it up, and we're here because it is a huge deal. And I got the shirt on, first of a lifetime. It's the first ever game here, and this is the shirt that will be given out today. And yet the Niners kind of jumped to the head of the line, and I mean, I feel like you could have waited till Monday to actually get this thing done, because then we could have spent 3 or 4 hours talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and, you know, we had guests booked, and so we had to shuffle things around. But, you know, the news is where we go, and we follow the story, and today the story is Brock Purdy, 5 years and $265 million.
Yeah, $53 million per year on average, seventh highest, $181 million total guaranteed, eighth highest, $100 million fully guaranteed, and that is probably the most important number. That and the number of years probably are the two most important numbers. That $100 million fully guaranteed number, 12th most among quarterbacks in the NFL. And we've had, you know, a variance of opinions, whether you're a fan of the deal or you're not. I think most people have fallen to the side of this feels like a good deal for the 49ers, but we've had also a good chunk, specifically on our Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text, and I feel like the 49ers have overpaid for Brock Purdy. I think maybe to put this into perspective a little bit, and we can ask Baldy about this coming up in a couple of minutes, Dibs, I wonder if you had to venture a guess, how many other NFL teams out there do you think would have signed Brock Purdy to this contract?
If he was a free agent right now.
And they have the ability to, yeah, we'll lock up Brock for 5 years, $265 million.
I don't know how many teams. I mean, you have to look at the quarterback hungry teams and look at whether or not they're in a spot where.
Maybe the better way to put it is swap their highest paid quarterback with this deal and this quarterback. Like, the Browns would do that with Deshaun Watson, for example.
Right, no doubt.
Because that's the worst contract in the NFL.
Would Jacksonville do it with Trevor Lawrence? Becomes
I think so.
Interesting to me. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence is, he was number one overall, and Brock Purdy was last overall.
Yep.
So there's that contrast. But when you look at who's done more so far in their career, and Trevor's played more football, and Brock's more accomplished in the postseason. But I don't know if they would do that, because they are somewhat of an incompetent organization. Now, should they do that? That's a different question. Yeah, they probably should. The Chicago Bears, who are still, I think, chasing their quarterback, would they do that?
Probably not. I mean, it's only the second year of Caleb. They probably feel like they're going to give Caleb a shot. But like,
okay. I mean, Chicago hasn't had a good quarterback in more than 40 years. So, I mean, would they make that move? They probably should. And Minnesota's another one where, okay, now you're going to turn the keys over to a guy who's never played before. Do you want to do that, or do you want to pay Brock Purdy $53 million?
That's a good question. Like, the Browns would. I would imagine the Cowboys would with Dak Prescott. The Cardinals might with Kyler Murray. The Dolphins probably would with Tua Tagovailoa. It's a very similar contract, the one that Tua has, the one that Brock Purdy has. So it's interesting. It's interesting. I think over the when you look at the way that quarterback contracts have been negotiated and have been signed for recently, this feels like a pretty good number for Brock Purdy. And that number, again, is 5 years, $265 million. Okay, let's go back out to the River Islands guest line, because one of our favorites, Brian Baldinger of NFL Network, joins us here on 95.7 The Game. You hear Baldy every week during the NFL season on with the roast. We look forward to those conversations every week, but we also look forward to these breaking news conversations. We have the opportunity to catch up with Baldy. We always love it. Baldy, good evening, wherever you are. I know you were traveling. Thanks for taking some time out of your day. This Brock Purdy contract, first of all, it's Dibs and Grandy with you, Baldy, but this Brock Purdy contract, 5 years, $265 million. What's your first thought, Baldy?
Well, it'd be a 49er through 2030. I remember talking to Jed York. Let's see. It was this year before the Tampa game, so like midseason maybe. And I was just talking about a bunch of different things, but Brock's name came up. And I mean, I remember Tom Brady was doing a game that day. He was down the field. Everybody was talking to Tom. But honestly, like Jed York said, that it's we're going to get the deal done. I mean, it wasn't ever. It was never going to put him on the market. He was never going to trade him. He was never not going to pay him. He was never not going to pay him what the going rate is, but you know, that's what the rate is for a franchise quarterback, or a quarterback that you think is a franchise player. What he got today was what franchise quarterbacks are getting. Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, they're all in the same price range right now. And so they got the deal done. Congratulations.
And when you look at him as that guy, that franchise quarterback, in a piece where the 49ers are going to now lean on him for the next 5, maybe 6 years, do you think he belongs in that class of franchise quarterbacks?
I do. I mean, he's taken him to a championship game. He took him to a Super Bowl. You know, went into overtime, had a chance to win the game. I mean, that's what you want. You want a guy that can, you know, get you to the playoffs and win in the playoffs, and he has done that. Obviously, the team was injured. He was injured this year. It was a bad year. That's going to happen. But that's what you want. You want a guy that can lead you, that can make the plays, that can make those better around him. And he has done that for the most of 3 years. So, yes, I commend the 49ers on, you know, figuring things out. They had to cut some good players or at least not bring some good players back. But that's just the price of doing business in this business right now.
Brian Baldinger of NFL Network with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Dibbs and Grandy with you. Baldy, there's obviously split opinions, I think, in the Niner fan base about whether this contract was worth it. I know you just said it's the price of doing business, but what is the perception around Brock Purdy as a quarterback and then by extension Brock Purdy with this contract around the NFL? Do you get the feeling that most NFL teams, had they been in the Niners' position, would have also been willing to agree to a deal like this for Brock Purdy?
Yes, I do. I mean, the Giants extended Daniel Jones and gave him $40 million. He's not nearly the player that Brock Purdy has shown. I mean, you go around, you look at Kyler Murray, you can look at other guys that have gotten paid a lot of money or similar money, and you go, who would you rather have? I mean, you can play that game, and you're going to basically take Brock Purdy over most of the quarterbacks in the league. There's Joe Burrow out there, and, you know, there's a couple of guys right now, but obviously Patrick Mahomes, you know, Josh Allen. There's a few guys out there that are kind of standalone, but I mean, look at the Steelers where they're at right now, that franchise. I mean, I'm not saying they're being held hostage, but they don't know who the day one starter is going to be. The Giants don't really know. I mean, you just go through this league right now, and outside of Philly and Washington and some teams, I mean, that are really set at their guys, you know, not many teams have what Brock Purdy has shown thus far in his early in his career, and he's still very, very young. There's a lot of football to be played.
How would you assess his year last year? Is it a case where the O-line wasn't as good and they had injured players at the skill spots? Did he regress? When you assess Brock Purdy last year, what's your assessment?
Well, anybody that thinks that these guys, you know, that these elite quarterbacks just do it in a vacuum, regardless of what's around them, are crazy. I mean, you look at Tom Brady's last year in Tampa, he was awful. You know, I mean, you look at Ben Roethlisberger's final couple years in Pittsburgh, he was awful. I mean, you're only as good as the people around you. And, you know, I mean, whether it was McCaffrey or Garendo, I mean, all the running backs got hurt last year. You know, Trent missed a bunch of games. I mean, you know, they had the holdouts, they had the injuries at receiver. You know, not to mention the defense was almost non-existent during times last year where they couldn't keep the score down. They couldn't take the ball away and get the ball back to the offense. So, I mean, you identify your franchise quarterback, then you never stop building around him the way the Eagles did, and they won a Super Bowl. Nobody could have thought Jalen Hurts was ever going to be a Super Bowl MVP, could ever be the player he was. But the Eagles recognized his talent, they recognized his leadership ability, and they gave him the best supporting cast of anybody in the league, and he won a Super Bowl. I think if you do the same thing to Brock Purdy, he can win you a Super Bowl.
Baldy, with a contract like this, 5 years, $265 million, that obviously brings with it crazy expectations. And that's one thing that maybe Brock hasn't had to deal with in his career, because as Mr. Irrelevant, you come into the league just happy to make a roster. And then if you get an opportunity to play, you're just happy you don't throw an interception, you know, often. And he's obviously surpassed all those expectations. But what comes with a gigantic contract like this for a quarterback? Does that expectation, does that added weight, can a quarterback feel that when going through it for the first time?
No, I think they can. I think the money changes things for sure. And to say that it doesn't, I don't think that's realistic. You know, the franchise is in his hands now. They are depending upon him. Now, he can go out there and put the same, you know, placid face on and smile and answer the questions and, you know, do the things that he has done. But, I mean, you know, you get into those games like that, you know, that championship game with Detroit a couple years ago, and you're down 17, you're expected to come bring that team back and win that game. You know, I mean, that's just one example. But, yes, you're expected to win these games, the close games, the games in the fourth quarter. I mean, you start keeping that stat of fourth quarter comebacks, all those kind of things. Like, you're going to be measured by a lot of those things. And, you know, if you come up short or you can't finish those drives, then, you know, the sky will fall, the pressure amount, the phone calls to the morning rose, to this station, whatever, you know, they're going to be amplified for sure.
Is he equipped to step up with a team that right now looks to be a little bit more depleted from a skill position? Debo gone, Ayuk out for probably the first month or so. Does he have the skill set, Baldy, to be a guy who can come out and carry a lesser group, especially early in the year?
Well, I think he can. I mean, the running game is going to be huge now. I mean, they just never got going last year. And so, you know, McCaffrey was basically the MVP of the league the year before, and he gave him very little last year. And so, I mean, this offense is still built around the run game. And then all the play-action passes that come off basically every kind of run really open up the downfield passing game, which wasn't very good last year. But I do think they got to get back to the run game. McCaffrey, hopefully this offseason, he can look a lot like he did in 2023 or better. If he's that version, then I do think that this offense, regardless of when Ayuk gets out there, look, they drafted Ricky Pearsall to be the replacement for one of these guys, whether it's Debo or Ayuk, when they drafted him in the first round. So, you know, he's got to step up. He's got the offseason right now. They don't have any of the issues that they had at this time of the year a year ago. It should be full speed ahead. And defensively, they've restocked the defense line a little bit. They should be better than they were a year ago. But offensively, he's got to carry this team. But I don't think defensively they're still a top five defense, maybe not a top 10 defense. So the offense has to carry it. So there's a lot on him right now to convert third downs, fourth quarter drives, the big throws down the field that can win games for you. It's on him right now.
Brian Baldinger of NFL Network with us here on the River Islands guest line reacting to this Brock Purdy contract extension. 5 years, $265 million. Baldy, I know we asked you a little bit about what went wrong last year. Do you feel like, specifically for the Niners offense, was that more a result of potentially Brock Purdy not having as good of a year or not doing things as well as he did a couple of years ago? Or is it more of a result of everything that went on around him, right? No Trent Williams, and you lose Brandon Ayuk relatively early in the year, and then your number one target is Kittle and Juwan Jennings, and Debo doesn't have as good of a season, and McCaffrey isn't healthy. If you had to guess, in your educated opinion, was the Niners' struggles offensively, at least compared to the year prior, was it more a result of Brock or everything else that happened offensively?
Well, I don't want to take any responsibility from Brock and just say it wasn't, you know, that he does, he can be just absolved from the performance last year. It was 17-point offense for much of the year. That, you know, I don't care who's hurt. I mean, some of that is the quarterback, for sure. Now, you want to elevate those guys around him. Pearsall missed all the training camp. You know, I mean, you can make all kinds of excuses. But, I mean, they just weren't a very good offense, period. And so that's hard on Brock. I mean, he's got to play better. And he's got to make those guys around him a lot better up front, and those guys around him. Kittle can still be magic. They, you know, they gave him the extension this year. So they've got enough pieces here to be a good offense. And the division is still open. I mean, the Rams went far in the playoffs, but they won 10 games last year. Seattle won 10 games. I mean, they're not that much different than the 49ers. You still have to start from scratch. You still have to beat the you still have to build your continuity and your team right now during these OTAs, the offseason. You got to start building it now. What you're going to become, what you're going to be good at, what your identity is going to be. I don't think you can look at the Super Bowl run from 2 years ago and say, well, this is what the 49ers can be. That was a very good year. They came up a tad short, but I think you got to build your own identity this year. You got to play tougher. You got to be better in the trenches than they were. I mean, I think that's why John Lynch was at the Senior Bowl watching those offensive and defensive linemen go at it every single day for those 3 or 4 days down there. I mean, hopefully this draft, you know, they can get some kids that can step in and, you know, kind of, you know, not just be a redshirted this year, like step in and help this team right now. Well, I don't care. I mean, I've watched Jordan Watkins at Ole Miss. I mean, you know, some of these guys, and I think they need some contributions from this rookie class.
No doubt, and I just wonder how important it is, Baldy, that this got done now here in mid-May so he can be ready for the last phase of OTAs coming up in a couple of weeks. Is it crucial that the Niners actually did one of these early as opposed to waiting until August?
No, it's huge. I remember when Nick Bosa did his deal, two years ago, 23, and they signed him literally Friday before the opening game against Pittsburgh, and he had no offseason, no training camp, and he was okay. but he wasn't great. And he said he really missed the offseason and missed camp. I think they get this thing, the earlier they got this done, get it out of the way. People could talk about it right now, and they could talk about it for the next couple of weeks. But by the time they hit the training camp, it should be over, and they should be able to just concentrate on football. However, I'll say this. I mean, they did this last year in Jacksonville, you know, to Trevor Lawrence, and he played horrible. And they got the deal done, and you said, okay, let's just concentrate on football. He didn't play well at all. Now, I'm not saying Brock is going to be Trevor, but just because you got the deal done early doesn't mean that it's still not, you know, it's still not going to be some level of pressure, and it can still affect him. He's got to play better, whether they got the deal done now or in training camp. But my guess is he's relieved. That's usually what happens. I mean, Bosa was like that. Trevor Lawrence was like that. I'll bet he's as relieved as he is happy right now just to get it behind him.
Yeah, Baldy, I'm curious, now that we have a larger picture of the Niners offseason, there's still obviously some business here and there to get done, and I know they also signed a free agent kicker earlier today, and I'm sure there will be some minor moves here and there, but we have the draft, you have what happened in free agency, not a ton for the Niners in free agency, you had, you know, cutting some players, you had trading Debo, Dre Greenlaw leaves, Talanoa Hufanga leaves, you cut Leonard Floyd, all of that, you extend George Kurdy.
It was. I mean, they had to clear a bunch of space. I mean, there was a good stretch now for the last 5 years where they paid every great player for the 49ers top dollar, whether, you know, it was Fred or Nick or, you know, Trent or Christian. I mean, they paid every top guy. If you looked around the roster and you compared rosters in the league, their top seven or eight guys, including Kittle and Ayuk and Debo, their top seven or eight players rivaled any seven or eight players on any team in the league. Now, partly was because, you know, they had Brock on a seventh-round, you know, draft pick contract for 3 years, and that helped them do that. They're not able to do that now. Every team has to struggle with that a little bit. But, you know, you go to camp, you're all 0-0. You got to, like, build your team from the, you know, from the trenches up, and they got to figure out a way to, you know, to get the explosive plays back in the offense. And quite frankly, their special team stunk. They were the worst of any team in the league last year. They changed coaches. They had to improve. They lost games because of their special teams. Their kicking game was horrible. So, like, that's a big part of it, you know, the fact that they just went backwards last year in so many different ways. It was the injuries, yeah, but the special teams was a disaster. That can't be this year. That has to be a strength of this team.
Baldy, we'll get you out of here on this one. You touched a little bit about expectations for the coming year, and we're just talking about the offseason and all the moves that they made. I know you've seen the schedule now that it's officially out, and they've got what looks like a pretty favorable schedule. What do you feel like are fair expectations for this team? Now, you talked about the division being wide open. Do you feel pretty confident this is a team that, assuming they're not as banged up health-wise as they were last year, that they should find themselves right back in the postseason again?
I do. I mean, I think the division is wide open. They can anoint the Rams right now. They've drafted really well. They got a lot of good young players. Matt Stafford is a proven Super Bowl winning quarterback. Everybody is going to have to deal with whatever level of injuries they have, whatever, you know, whenever they have a dip in the schedule and things aren't going well, whatever, losing a game that you shouldn't lose, all those things can happen. It's about finishing strong in this business. And that's what the Rams have done 2 years in a row to get to the postseason. They have finished strong. They played their best football at the end of the season. So everybody wants to be able to do that. Not everybody can start fast and, you know, get out of the blocks fast, but you got to figure out who you're going to be and if you're going to, finish strong. I remember 2 years ago on the way to the Super Bowl, they lost three games in a row in the middle of the season, and it was ugly. And they had a bye week. They didn't win a game in a month. But they came back against Tampa. They buried them. They buried Jacksonville, and they got out on a run and went all the way to the Super Bowl. So you got to be a strong second-half team in this business right now. That's what, you know, the 49ers have a chance to do.
Hey, Baldy, real quick on the way out, how much better do you think Brock Purdy can get? I mean, he's still a young quarterback, all things considered, and still should have room to grow. How much better do you think he can get?
Well, I'm anxious to see, you know, a full offseason and a season with Ricky Pearsall, you know, and what he can do, what he can become. You think about – you know, he was drafted right there with Ladd McConkey. You saw what McConkey did with Justin Herbert. Like, why can't Pearsall be that guy? They were pretty similar coming out of school, Florida and Georgia. Like, why can't – if Pearsall can be McConkey in this offense and what other guys, you know, we know what Juwan is and how he can contribute. And if McCaffrey comes back, I mean, there's no reason why he can't put up, you know, quarterback ratings of 100 and win double-digit games next year.
Mm, love it. Hey, Baldy, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day on your travel day. Great to hear from you, and we look forward to your weekly appearances with the Roast coming up this year. Oh, we lost him. But that's wow. Brian Baldinger. Great stuff,
man.
From Baldy. That's
don't
our
take that personal, Grandy.
I did.
I mean, in the middle of your sentence, you got walked off by Baldy.
That's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we were done with him.
We were.
Just saying bye.
And apparently he was done with you as well.
He was done as well.
That's the way
that
goes, yeah.
That was Baldy on the River Islands guest line. Always love hearing from Baldy, but... Yeah, I mean, I feel like we got confirmation from Baldy as well. This feels like a pretty smart deal.
Well, when you have a quarterback that you want to keep, this is what it costs in order to keep him. So that is basically the assessment. And everybody who, you know, wanted to try to pay him 25 and 30, and we heard this toward, you know, the end of the year, like late January when they didn't make the playoffs and all the talk turned to the offseason and it was, you know, Brock Purdy, should they keep him? And many people wanted to just bring in Aaron Rodgers, or let's go out there and get Kirk Cousins and all the rest of it. It's all nonsense. And the other people who wanted to just pay Brock Purdy $25 million, or, you know, let's give him a one-year deal for $25 million, that was never going to happen. So you want to keep him. You want to sign him. This is what it costs, and they got it done.
They got it done indeed. We are like a minute away from the Chase Center doors opening up, Dibs. And this is the first time the doors will open for a Valkyries regular season game. We're an hour and a half away from tip-off.
Yep.
Valkyries hosting the LA Sparks at 7 o'clock. If you're not in the crowd at Thrive City right now, which is packed shoulder to shoulder.
A lot of lavender out there, Grandy.
And if you're not on your way over, you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. But those doors are about to open up, Dibs, and we are about to see a stream of Valkyries fans make their way into this building.
And what's so great is as you look out there to Thrive City in the plaza, you do see a sea of the lavender, which is the official color of the Valkyries. And great color, great logo.
You look good in it, Dibs.
Oh, thank you, Grandy. I appreciate it. My wife actually was saying to me last time I wore this, she's like, you look washed out. I was like, what's wrong with you? I mean, I'm fairly light-skinned, and I guess lavender is not a color that she feels like works for me, but I like it. But, you know, I'll have to throw on the black shirt that you have before I get home, before I get the wrath. And there it is. You can hear it. The doors are officially
open
at 5:30.
Brace yourselves.
Well, and the first ever Valkyries fans, you might have been the first fan to just burst through the doors.
Amazing.
And I know our boss is out there capturing video of this historic night because it is history. And I guess you do have to go back to the San Jose Sharks when they had their opener, their home opener, which was at the Cow Palace. I guess you were alive then. I think it was 4 years ago, 1991, I want to say.
But 91 was more than 24 years ago. I was not alive in 91.
Oh, boy, that was 34 years ago. Man, these years are flying by, Tim. You might not have been alive when the Sharks debuted, because I thought it was the 90s. Yeah, 91.
Yeah, I was not alive.
Yeah, you were still just a gleam in various Grandy's eyes. Yeah,
indeed, I was.
And that opener was at the Cow Palace. They didn't yet have HP Pavilion, SAP Center, whatever they call it now. A couple years at the Cow Palace before they actually moved down to San Jose. But that would be the last time that there was a real big, and I know the Bay FC, I don't want to disrespect, or Oakland Roots, or, you know, the Town FC, a team that I support.
Yeah.
Those are, I think, a little bit lower on the impact level. We're here at Chase Center, a global icon of an arena, and we've got a WNBA team here for the first time. It's
amazing.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
It is amazing. And the doors are open. Fans are on their way in. We got tip-off in about an hour and a half. And again, if you are not able to attend, first of all, it is difficult. This is a hard ticket to get, so there's no shame if you weren't able to get here. You can listen to all the action on 95.7 The Game. Kevin Dana on the call along with
Gucci.
Sophia Jones. Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of that. A lot of that here on 95.7 The Game this year. We'll continue to talk about that. We got another half hour with you. But
let's,
Thank you. And you will hear rain dances as well. You'll probably also hear some Cash Me Out one
cash
time.
Cash Me
you,
Out one
there
time.
There it is.
And Tate Martin.
You're going to hear Kevin Dana at his best. There is no doubt about it. We'll continue talking about that. But we also got time for your calls on Brock Purdy and this contract extension.
5 years, $265 million is the deal. Let's go back out to the phone lines because Fabian in Maryland is on the line. What's up? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. How y'all doing? Hey, the ladies, the Valkyries, they're not playing the Mystics tonight, are they?
No.
No, they're playing the Sparks.
All right. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck to them. But to this Brock contract, I like it. I think this is team-friendly. This is kind of something I was hoping for, somewhere between 50 and 55. Like 56 would have been a little too much for me, and obviously 49 and anything like that I thought was kind of disrespectful, but right between 50 and 55. But to me, the next thing we need to work on now is extending Juan Jennings. I think this kind of sets us up perfectly to be able to extend other guys, Fred Warner, maybe not this year, but next year, or they could do it this year. But I think next for me, we definitely got to get Juan Jennings locked up for another couple of years. And a contract like this allows them to do that.
Yeah, appreciate it. He signed his $2 million or 2 year extension, about $12 million with the Niners last offseason. So he does have a little bit more time with the 49ers under contract this year, and then that is it. Currently, he becomes an unrestricted free agent. So, especially without Deebo Samuel, and who knows how Brandon Ayuk is going to look
right
when he comes back from his injury, a very, very severe knee injury, not just as simple as an ACL.
ACL and the MCL.
Yeah.
So two ligaments, which makes it a little bit tougher to rebound. And I wonder about Juwan Jennings because, you know, you keep drafting wide receivers. And Juwan has been great. But if he plays as well this year as he did last year, they probably can't afford him. Because you already are going to have Jacob Cowing and Ricky Pearsall on rookie deals.
Yep.
And depending on what you do with Brandon Ayuk, that's going to be a contract that will be tough to move. And if you decide to just cut him, I don't know what exactly the dead cap number would be, but it would be a lot. So Juwan, he's in a little bit of a tough spot because if he plays well, he might play his way into a tax bracket they can't afford. And if he doesn't play well, then he's just going to be gone anyway.
Yeah, that contract that the Niners signed him to last offseason, the little two-year extension that they gave him, a hell of a discount because then Juwan came out and put together the best season of his career
yep.
by a pretty wide margin. You go all the way back to the Super Bowl when he was maybe the Niners' best offensive player in the Super Bowl as well. And then he added on top of that what he did this past season. He's had himself a really good run of play of late. But there's no doubt that his value is going to continue to rise, especially as there's some questions around the rest of the Niners wide receivers. Let's go back out to the phones, 888-957-9570. Gene in Oakland is on the line, and he joins us now. It's Willard and Dibbs live from Chase as we get ready for the first ever Valkyries regular season game. Gene, welcome. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, go Valkyries. Wife is really she sold me on them, man. I watched that second exhibition game and it was a lot of fun. I think everybody should keep an eye on what's her name, Julie Van Loo, a little blonde guard. She's gonna be a fan favorite. That's my prediction. Anyways, so turning to this contract, listen, it seems to me it's a fair contract, you know. But let me ask you a couple of questions. Do we have a breakdown how much he's going to get paid per year?
Not yet, Gene. We do know that it's $100 million GTD guaranteed at signing. And
right.
We would imagine that a lot of that's going to be in the signing bonus, which, as you know, will be a proration right. sensation, Gene. It'll be prorated throughout the life of the deal. But we don't exactly know the full breakdown of signing bonus and what the yearly salary will be just yet.
Yeah, so here's what I'm getting at. So I think, generally speaking, the fan base seemed to be comfortable with somewhere between 35 to 45 million, at least to start. And it seems to me if the average is 53, then he's going to be starting probably in the low 40s. And that seems fine. So I would guess in 3 years, and correct me if I'm wrong, they will have fulfilled the the $100 million, guaranteed. Is that correct?
Most likely, but, Gene, as you well know, if the salary, let's just say the signing bonus is 80, that would be roughly $14 million per year, so some of that would still be outstanding in the years remaining on the deal, so it wouldn't be a clean out after 3 or 4 years. And also, this first year, remember, it's only $5 million plus whatever the signing bonus portion will be, so the real 53 doesn't kick in until next year.
Yeah. I guess what I'm getting at is, within 3 years, we ought to know whether this guy is a keeper for the long term or not. And it sounds to me like while we may not have paid off the full $100 million, we'll be close enough. I'm saying worst case scenario, we could let him go, and we're not mortgaging the entire future by paying him this salary. So
anyways. You're absolutely right, Gene. Overall, that's a great breakdown.
I like it.
Thanks, Gene.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. Yeah. Like. This is not a Deshaun Watson where it's all fully guaranteed and now Cleveland wants to say bye-bye.
But you can't.
Well, you can, but you got to pay him all the money. I don't even know what the remaining is. It's probably $100 million-ish.
Yeah, but signed $230 million, fully guaranteed a handful of years ago.
And you think he played 3 of those years? I mean, played in air quotes, right?
He appeared in a game in 3 of those years?
Perhaps, but...
Not sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Either way, Gene's not wrong about the structure and... Until we see the actual structure, and I was just looking at the Brandon Ayuk one, for example, and if he plays this year and he doesn't play great and you want to release him before June 1st, $55 million is the dead cap.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, you know, you kind of made your bed with Ayuk, and you can do that at the end of the year, but it's a big eat to get out of that contract.
We've got to hit a break here in just a minute, but we did field this question, Dibs, on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. The 415 asks, and we're kind of in the Q&A portion, ask the Dibber portion of the show.
Okay.
No one better to answer this question than you. What's the difference between the $181 million total guaranteed and the $100 million fully guaranteed?
Well, the $100 million means once that contract is signed, he gets it. The 181, he has to go through the life of the contract, and I think some of that is injury guarantees where, you know, if he makes it through 3 years and gets hurt, he gets a portion of that that is fully guaranteed. Even if he doesn't go through the life of the contract, there are guarantees and checkboxes that he gets throughout the life of the deal.
The very minimum that he's going to get is the $100 million.
Yeah.
At least.
That is
guaranteed. Yeah. No matter what happens, he's getting that money.
And he doesn't get it all now. It'd be cool if he did, but he could just, I mean, he could go full Andrew Luck right now and say, I want to go be a podiatrist, and he still gets the 100.
Yep. 180, essentially, I think the best way to think about it is, as long as he doesn't get cut and as long as he survives the length of the contract, he's getting at least $101 million.
Yeah. And I'm looking at Ayuk, and Ayuk's was 4 years and $120 million, and his guarantee was $76 million. So he's going to get the 76. He probably won't recoup the whole 120.
Yeah. All right, time for a break here. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy, I'm in for Willard. We got one more segment left with you, and we are getting fired up for Valkyrie's first ever regular season game. The Golden State Valkyries hosting the LA Sparks. Tip-off is in about an hour and 20 minutes, and you can hear all of the action right here on 95.7 The Game. That is coming up in just a little bit. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. While you're there, make sure to check out what Warriors insider Anthony Slater said on the Morning Roast earlier today about the offseason ahead for the Warriors. It's Dibs and Grandy with you on Willard and Dibs. More coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.